government has landed us with a €70 billion debt. And if I was elected to the European Parliament, what I would be attempting to do is build a coalition of like-minded people. The only way for the euro to work is full fiscal union. And the consequences of full fiscal union are that we will no longer have any power in this country. Having built that coalition, I hope that Europe will move in another direction and move back to being a community that cares for its people and a community that doesn't tell us whether we can go out and cut a sod of turf or whether we can dig a ditch or whether we can put up a fence. We are being ordered about by Europe. We didn't join it for that reason. We joined it for solidarity. Sadly, that solidarity is now gone.
It's quite clear that you've built up a reputation within the constituency of Leitrim Roscommon of a serious politician who gets things done. Do you believe that you can carry that sort of reputation forward to the rest of this European constituency, or in the eyes of many, are you still going to be regarded as a novelty candidate?
I don't know about being regarded as a novelty candidate. I have now got elected three times, but I would attempt to bring the energy that I have brought to the Dáil out to the European Parliament. But, however, it is my long-term ambition that we are ruled from Dublin, and that instead of 80% of the laws coming from Europe, they all come from Dublin. And if I'm elected to the European Parliament, that will give independents, such as myself, access to massive resources, which I would intend to build on in the run-up to the next general election, and attempt to get up to 10 extra independents elected from this region.